Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Are you using your 401k to its greatest potential? You may be surprised to find out that you're not. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Kip Fitzsimmons here, consumer advocate with the show. And as always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, 401ks, it's where most retirement plans start, where so many Americans oftentimes stop when you think about it. I know for years when I was younger, I only had a 401k and wasn't giving any thought to anything beyond that. Is that true for a lot of folks?
Well, we see that quite a bit, Kip. Unfortunately, that's the way people are groomed today. You know, they try to put as much as possible. You know, but the thing is, people limit themselves on how much they contribute on a monthly basis or a weekly basis, depending on how their paychecks are set up. And that's pretty much primarily what a lot of people do, unless they're a little bit more advanced in the process. I mean, today, a lot of people have to worry about kids' colleges and putting food on the table before they start worrying about their retirement. And it generally isn't until the last 10, 15 years before retirement they start focusing more on the 401k and dumping more money into it.
Well, I know that a large reason why it is so easy to just sort of set it and forget it with the 401k is that you sign the papers at the beginning, and then for the most part, it's feels very hands-off, certainly just on the surface. But there is a lot to dig into that's easy to gloss over if we're not careful, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into the processing of whenever we set up our 401ks. Number one, you got to sit down. Does your company match? And that's what I always tell our listeners and our people who come into our seminars is if you're getting a company match, try to take advantage. Get that free money. Don't be leaving anything on the table. You know, I think the problem with 401ks today in this country, there's not a lot of education in it. People do not know where to go to get advice. Most of their advice comes when their neighbor at the next cubicle or at the water cooler say, okay, where are you putting your money? What are you doing? There's really not a lot of education in it. And there's a lot of risks and there's a lot of benefits.
It comes down to that education, and it's very difficult to get that education at the workplace because usually you're dealing with HR who are by law not allowed to give you any recommendations on that sort of thing.
Yes, and generally speaking, a lot of your 401k planners out there, all your companies, the bigger ones anyway, all you're getting is a bullpen. You really don't have your own financial advisors unless you go out there and you pay somebody a fee for it. So, I mean, a lot of people do not really know the benefits. They don't take advantage of it. I mean, there's a lot of risks. There is a lot of benefits. Like we said, talk about company matching. We talk about vesting. When is your benefits going to be vested? Knowing what options you are when you come closer to retirement as far as protecting them retirement dollars.
Now, this is an important point to bring up here. Vesting is when there's a certain amount of time that you need to be at the company before that company match starts to kick in. So is it a good idea to start putting in money before you're getting that company match, even though it might be a year or two before that kicks in?
Well, absolutely. And again, every plan is different. That's why you got to get a copy of your summary plan description and see what your limitations are, see what your options are. But saving for retirement, there's no such thing as too early to start. You know, if you put money away, you try to tax defer the money as possible. The younger you start, the better off you're going to be. But there are a lot of different options also when it comes to 401ks. I mean, the problem with a 401k and an IRA is it is an IOU to the government. Somebody's going to pay taxes on it, whether it's you, your spouse, or your children in the future. So depending on what your goals are, what your game plan is, there are certain different options out there, like Roth IRAs. You know, we talk about the IRA reboot, things like that, where we can do tax-free income in retirement. But generally speaking, we always try to tell our clients to take the company match if it's available. No matter what you do, Kip, there's no better way to start than the present time.
Absolutely. Now, you do bring up Roth IRAs, which is a different sort of investment, but there are also Roth 401ks. What's the difference between a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA?
Well, a lot of the contributions between the 401k is it's done with after-tax dollars as well for your retirement. And there's generally speaking, a lot of companies right now are starting to go towards the Roth IRAs as far as their 401ks go, contributions into the 401ks. Where a lot of that money will come in after tax dollars, but all the benefits grow just like a traditional Roth, where it comes tax-free when it comes for distribution in the future.
Now, you mentioned earlier, John, that it's never too early to start saving. And certainly we see that across the board when planning for retirement. But there are some major ages that we want to keep in mind when we're looking at the 401k, partially because of when we can be contributing more and partially because of at times that we need to be taking money out, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, once we go over 50 in 401ks, they allow we can put more money in. The contribution limits go up a little bit because they try to select the catch-up provisions in our IRAs, mm-hmm. where we can throw a few extra dollars in to try and help us catch up for retirement. And then also we have at 55, where if a person quits or are fired, you know, they can pull money out of their 401ks without the penalty.
I've heard about this. This is the rule of 55, where even if you retire after 55, if you've that 401k that's still building, as opposed to all those 401ks that you got at your previous jobs back in your 30s and 40s, and you've moved on to a different job by now, now this 401k, it gets handled a little bit differently because you are retiring after the age of 55.
And where a lot of people, you can do 72T distributions where they can pull money out over the 5-year period of time where they do not have the 10% IRS penalty. You know, we also have the 59.5 rule where a lot of people come in, they don't realize that they can roll their 401ks in about 90% of the time into a traditional IRA where they can lock in their gains, still contribute, still take advantage of that company match. But now if we have another 2008 situation, we're not losing 45% of $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. We're losing maybe 45% of maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. So a lot of people don't realize that these are significant age qualifications that allow them to protect your IRAs and just take advantage of them. It's the biggest thing because most people don't even know they have these choices available to them.
Well, that's why it is so important to start not just saving early, but getting that education early. Because if you put these ages out on the long range calendar, then your retirement plan and your retirement planner can be taking advantage of the time that you have before these dates and the time after these dates to start contributing more. But if you don't have them on your calendar, if they're just out in the ether somewhere, it makes it very difficult to take advantage of them.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's why it's so important to sit down with somebody who knows the rules with this stuff. Because a lot of people leave. There's so many people come into our workshops. They have old 401ks at previous employers that are just sitting there. You know, there's a lot of complications that go along with that. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. You know, it's just a matter of knowing what the purpose is. If you need money for a living, I mean, the people sometimes need to get access to these 401ks. That's why sometimes it's good to leave a portion in an old 401k. But if you don't need it for living expenses or anything else, you're better off moving it into an IRA where you're not taking advantage. You don't have to pay that 20% tax withholding if you take a distribution. But again, there's also some limitations to it. You put money in an IRA, you can't take the money out prior to 59.5 without the penalty. So just knowing what a person's options are and what their needs are is the most important thing to sitting down and do a game plan to set up their income plan for them in retirement.
Well, that is incredibly important. And today is the perfect opportunity for you to take advantage of this opportunity that we make available every single week on the Financial Safari. The reason that we're here with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is that he keeps spaces open on his calendar specifically for radio listeners so that you can get the education you need and the help you deserve to get on the right track for that successful retirement you've dreamed of. And John, this is the perfect opportunity for them to call, isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. Right now, we have a special report for all of our listeners who give us a call. It's hot off the presses. It's the 2017 401k Survival Guide. It's 13 pages filled with hot tips and tricks for getting the most out of your 401k, as well as helpful guides for major benchmarks and the dates that we talked about earlier for keeping in mind as you do your planning. We're making the special report available to all the callers who call in, set up an appointment with us. Give us a call now.
That number is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135 to sit down with John Kelly or any member of the team at Kelly Financial Services and get on that right track to a successful retirement. It's no cost, no obligation. Just pick up the phone right now and set up that initial no-cost consultation. 800-477-1135.
We do need to take a break, but when we return, it's great to live in the moment, but don't make irrational decisions because you're forgetting the future. We'll be right back.